From the Sunraysia Community Services, I have two behaviour change facilitators in the studio with me, Lisa Carter and Sam DeLuca. Welcome.
Thank you, Sheridan.
Thank you.
Good to meet you both. Now, you guys run a men's behaviour change program at Sunraysia Community Health. How many men would you have come through this program each year?
We have approximately 80, 90 men a year that come through the program, probably maybe a bit more, depending on the year. We do also, that's in Mildura, we also do Swan Hill.
And these people come from all different aspects of life? We're not just seeing certain, say, social economic groups or disadvantaged people. You're actually seeing people from all different areas of life?
Yes, family violence is all aspects of life, from all walks.
Call Me Dad, Can a Violent Man Change? Is a special screening you've got coming up shortly. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You're both being very polite. Who will talk first? Okay, so I'll direct this question to you, Lisa.
Yep. Call Me Dad is about following a group of men, mainly three fathers, through a men's behaviour change program, looking at the changes, the struggles that they make along their journey. Also, for us, it gives us a gives people a glimpse into what the Men's Behaviour Change Program is and what we do in there. So it's following the three men and talking to some of their partners or ex-wives about the violence that they experienced.
Sam, do you think watching a film like that will help people perhaps reach out and ask for help if they need it or have some empathy for the other people in their lives?
Well, I suppose that's our plan, is to show that and hopefully people get an understanding of what the program is and make some recommendations or refer people or ask people to come along. And so it's about making the society and our community aware of the programs that are out there to help men change.
And when and where will it be screened?
So it's screened tomorrow night, so Thursday night, at the Mercy's Theatre at 6:30. We ask people to come probably about 6 o'clock, so doors open at 6.
And Mercy's in Mildura?
Yep, so the St. Joe's Mercy Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can book their tickets on Eventbrite, it's a free screening, but we do want people to book their tickets.
Get a little bit of an idea of who's coming along. With the program you run, with the Men's Behaviour Change Program, how long do those programs last?
Okay, the men are expected to complete 40 hours of group program, so that 40 hours is done every week for 2 hours, so it goes over 20 weeks.
And I would imagine you'd see some significant changes, at least in communication during a 20-week program, as people relax, get to know each other, perhaps not feel as judged as they thought they might walking through the door.
Yep. We see the men verbalise change in group. We see them having the moments where the light bulb comes on and they identify.
The aha moment.
The aha moment. As for changes long term, we have no way of identifying that. Only the families will know whether or not they've implemented their changes into their life for long term. And it is a long term thing. People can't change overnight, so it is hard work to get to changing a major behaviour.
It must, Sam, it must be quite a privilege to work with people who are vulnerable enough or being vulnerable enough to come forward and say, I have a problem.
It is, yeah, and it's something that I suppose for men in society, it's not something that we like to admit that we've got an issue and need some help with that. So it is, for me, it's a great privilege I'm working with that.
Mm. Lisa was saying that, change is something that happens over a long period of time and it would be quite hard to get feedback on. Anecdotally, do you meet people years down the track who have managed to change their behaviour significantly? I understand that would only be anecdotally.
Yeah, and I suppose for me, I've been running the program now for about 3 years, and I have seen men over that time that do change. Some go back to old habits. Usually, it's not as severe, but yeah, they do tend to change.
And tell me the philosophy, Lisa, behind having a male and female facilitator.
Okay, it's about equality and trying to show that. Sam and I run the program together, so we can have different opinions but not get into verbal arguments. So we role model how we get out of that, instead of using violence or power and control over the other person to get our own way.
And how do people get in touch if they're listening or just curious, maybe they're concerned about someone they know and are wondering if there's a subtle way of recommending getting in touch?
Yep. So just contacting Sunraysia Community Health and speaking to our doorway to health team, who will then make a referral onto us.
And once again, I'm just going to give you the chance to plug the movie tonight and see if we can get as many people along as possible.
So tomorrow night. Yes. Yep. So tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Mercy Theatre, so St. Joe's College Mercy Theatre. Doors open at 6 o'clock and film starts at 6:30.
And we will have a discussion panel after the screening, and that discussion panel will have a member from the Family Violence Team at Victoria Police. It'll also have a No to Violence representative, a solicitor, and Sam will be sitting on the panel as well.
Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. Sam DeLuca and Lisa Carter, really appreciate your time. I hope it's well attended and that your good work continues.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.